وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa man ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ila Allahi wa 'amila salihan wa qala innani minal muslimin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who can be better in speech than he who invites towards Allah, does good deeds and says, I am from among those who have submitted. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Sa'asa narrated that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala said to him, I see that you like sheep and the open fields. Now when you are amongst your sheep and in the open fields and you call out the adhan for salah, you must raise your voice. This is because as far as the voice of the muadhin is heard by jinn, mankind or anything else, each of them will testify in his favor on the day of resurrection. Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala said, I heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah also narrated this, but with the following words, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and three, clod of earth, rock, jinn, or human that hears his voice will testify in his favor. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the muaddin is forgiven till as far as his voice reaches. And every animate and inanimate creation testifies in his favor. Imam Nasai rahmatullah alayhi adds, he shall receive a reward equal to that which all those who offer salah with him shall receive. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the muadhin is forgiven till as far as his voice reaches, and every animate and inanimate creation seeks forgiveness for him. Barra bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels pray for those in the first row of salah. The muadhin is forgiven as far as his voice reaches. All animate and inanimate creations testify in his favor, and he receives the reward equal to those who offer salah with him. The meaning of this is that he seeks to perfect Allah's forgiveness for him if he tries his utmost in raising his voice. He thus reaches the peak of forgiveness reciprocal to the peak of his voice. Another meaning is that if he had sin stretching out from where he is standing till where his voice reaches, Allah will forgive all of them. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hand of Ar-Rahman, the merciful Allah, is on the muaddin's head, and he is forgiven as far as his voice reaches. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people only knew the rewards that are in store for the adhan and the first row of salah, and they had no alternative but to draw lots, they would have drawn lots. The reason for their drawing lots is that if all of them came to know of the rewards for these deeds, Each one would want to carry it out exclusively. Lots would have to be drawn in order to avoid arguments and differences. However, people do not know the great reward for these acts. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If people only knew the rewards that are in store for calling out the adhan, they would have struck each other with swords to fulfill this deed." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The imam is held responsible and the muaddin is entrusted. O Allah, bestow sensible conduct to the imams and forgive the muaddins." A narration of Ibn Khuzaymah rahmatullah alayhi stated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The muaddins are entrusted and the imams are held responsible. O Allah, forgive the muaddins and bestow sensible conduct to the imams." He said this three times. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah narrates that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, 'The imam is held responsible and the muaddin is entrusted. May Allah bestow sensible conduct to the imams and pardon the muaddins.'" As Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, 'The muaddins shall have the longest necks on the day of resurrection.' This could mean that they will have the most good deeds. The literal meaning could also be taken that they have the longest necks when the people will be terrified, and there will be those whose mouths will be sealed by their perspiration, while others whose perspiration will reach their earlobes. The muazzin shall have the longest necks and their heads will be the highest, watching out when they will be permitted to enter paradise. It is also possible that the necks will not be really long, but that they will be on an elevated position on a hill of musk, while the rest of the people will be on the field of resurrection, mahshar. All the people will be equal in height because they will be on the same level. On the other hand, the muazzins will be overlooking them because they will be on elevated places, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best." Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There are three people who will be on hills of musk." I think he said on the day of resurrection. He adds in a narration, "All the past and latter generations will be jealous of them. A slave who fulfilled the rights of Allah and the rights of his masters. A person who led a people and they were happy with him. And a person who calls out the adhan for the five salahs every day and night." At-Tabarani rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. "There are three people who will not be terrified by the great terror of the day of resurrection, and they will not have to give an account of their deeds. They shall be on hills of musk until the accounting of all the creation is completed. They are a person who recites the Quran for the pleasure of Allah and led a people while they were happy with him, a person who calls towards Salah for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and a slave who fulfills the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of his master." At-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, "Had I not heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam again and again, he counted seven times, I would not have related this to you. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, 'There are three people who will be on hills of musk on the day of resurrection. The terror of that day will not terrify them, and they will not be terrified when the rest of the people will be terrified. They are the person who studied the Quran and lived by it, seeking the pleasure of Allah and the reward that He has in store. A person who called out the adhan for the five salahs every day and night, seeking the pleasure of Allah and the reward that He has in store. And the third person is a person whom slavery did not prevent from obeying his sustainer." Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "If I were to take an oath, I will be able to keep it. The most beloved of servants in the sight of Allah are those who watch the sun and the moon. In other words, the muaddins. Surely they will be recognized on the day of resurrection by their long necks." Ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The best servants of Allah are those who observe the sun, the moon and the stars for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, The muazzins and those who say the talbiyah shall appear from their graves calling out the adhan and proclaiming the talbiyah respectively. The talbiyah is the pronunciation of labbaik during the time of Hajj. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when shaitan hears the call to salah, he goes away to Ar-Rawha. The narrator says, Ar-Rawha is 36 miles from Medina Munawwara. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the call to salah is made, shaitan turns away and passes wind so that he does not hear the adhan. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the muaddin who hopes for reward is like a martyr twisting and turning in his blood. He can desire for whatever he wants from Allah ta'ala from between the adhan and the iqamah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the adhan is called out in a village, Allah gives his security from his punishment for that day. Ma'aqil ibn Yasar narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the adhan is called out among the people in the morning, they are under the protection of Allah till the evening. And when the adhan is called out among the people in the evening, they are under the protection of Allah till the morning. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a person saying the following while he was traveling, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is on the natural religion of Allah. The person then said, I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he has come out of the fire. The people then rushed to this person to see who he was, and they saw that he was a shepherd who had come out to call the adhan when the time of salah approached. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, your sustainer is most pleased with a shepherd at the crevice of a mountain, calling out the adhan and offering salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at this servant of mine, calling out the adhan and offering salah out of fear for me. I have forgiven my servant and admitted him into paradise. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, teach me or show me a deed that will admit me unto paradise. And he said, be a muaddin. The person replied, I cannot do that. He said, be an imam. The person replied, I cannot do that. He said, then stand next to the imam. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever calls out the adhan for 12 years, paradise becomes incumbent on him. 60 good deeds are recorded in his favor for each day that he called out the adhan, and 30 good deeds are recorded for each iqamah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever calls out the adhan for the pleasure of Allah and the sake of reward for 7 years shall have security from the fire recorded in his favor. This refers to a person seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping for his grace and generosity, that from amongst what he hopes of Allah's reward on the day of resurrection, he prepares for him a great treasure on the day when he's in real poverty and real need of reward, that he did not take any wage for this adhan, did not exchange it for any price, did not seek any praise and thanks for it, did it with sincerity, with clear devotion, and placed his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger for whatever beautiful recompense and great reward he promised. Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiallahu ta'ala narrates, one of the last things which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed upon me was this, get a muazzin who does not take any wage for his adhan. Alhamdulillah, we have learned the significance of adhan. And if we have an opportunity, then we must try and give the adhan in our local masjid also, so that we can be counted among the group of this, the lofty status of those people who give adhan and invite people towards the oneness of Allah and towards salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.